We're one of the leading private aviation companies here across the industry. We've been in business for, I think, going on 18 years now. And we specialize in on-demand charter, jet card ownership, and we just launched a new Challenger 850 fractional product for some more frequent flyers and people looking to acquire an asset. So we take a lot of new customers, first-time flyers, and then kind of bring them through the journey of private aviation, whether it's a one-off trip, try it out, corporate travel, and then even after retirement, flying around to their second, third homes, family travel, grandchildren, and things of that sort. So a lot of, especially a lot of corporate customers as well that maybe were flying with their business, with their company, and then need to start flying on their own, on a private personal level. So we can cover a lot of these things today and introduce some of the other details, and we'll be happy to answer any questions and talk through the programs.
So maybe just because coming from our perspective as golfers, can you talk a little bit about the Magellan Jets in connection with the golf community? Because it's been around. I know you signed Will Zalatoris, Claude Harmon, who jets all over the place. I know, like with LIV Golf, Four Aces. Talk a little bit about how Magellan fits in with golfers in the golf community.
Yes, so we, there's kind of two parts to the equation. First, Walter, the first is we've made affiliations with some great golfers who are both very avid private flyers. So we flew 10% of the players to the Masters this year that competed in the Masters, and then we also have about 30 to 40% of our customer base has a very strong affiliation and plays golf. Either they belong to clubs or they do a lot of golf travel. We provide trips for groups of golfers to either go to tournaments. And a lot, it's got a lot of the similar stuff. They want the flexibility and the service and the customization that private flying offers.
So I guess from my perspective, you see this and I hear about, Four Aces flying Magellan, and I see Claude Harmon flying Magellan. But it's almost like that next step. It's like, well, that couldn't be me, right? It couldn't be the average golfer. But how would you describe, or how would you kind of talk golfers who are take golf trips? We all, most of us who are affinity golfers who play 40 rounds a year, we're taking golf trips. What would be the adjustment of the perspective to consider Magellan as an option, whereas they thought maybe that's not within reach for me?
Yeah, and I'll like to talk on that. So divide the total cost by the amount of players, and it really makes sense at that point in time. And let's talk about two foursomes. We have eight guys going from, I'm just going to use Chicago down to South Florida and back. It's 2.5, 3 hours each direction, 5 hours of flight time, $10,000 an hour, $50,000 trip. We're looking at $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 per person per player for this maybe once in a lifetime golf experience, or something that you may want to frequent a couple times throughout the year. So we also see that on the corporate side where, flying first class overseas, maybe $10,000 to $15,000 per person, right? For business class or first class travel over to London or Germany or Spain. And you have 10 executive team members, and you divide that cost over, $100,000 over the 10 passengers. Now it really starts to make sense. So same thing with this business perspective and this golf perspective is let's spread the cost amongst the passengers in it. And it really is cost effective.
And the other thing it does, Walter, is if you think about it, it creates the opportunity to maybe play multiple courses in different destinations back to back, right? So you can start up at Bandon Dunes, work your way down to Pebble, work your way down to La Jolla. So you can actually do trips like that. And Steve plans those all the time for people that they'll do a multi-stop, golf stop trip, which private aviation really makes convenient. It's the only way you could probably do it. So.
So I think once you kind of get your brain around the fact that, oh, this could make sense financially, talk a little bit more about those other aspects of the experience that you're not going to get if you're not having an experience like Magellan.
Well, let's talk about golf bags. I think that's really an important factor. Ship sticks, use them a couple of times personally. It's a great benefit. They pick them up at your house and they bring them over to the pro shop at the club that you're going to. Commercially, you know, I hope you have a hard case because they get banged around, and I'm always unscrewing the head of my driver and packing my bag tight. But with private travel, you know, we treat the bags pretty special as well. One, they all fit in the cargo, and we plan accordingly to make sure that they all do fit. But that's a very big factor as well for just fitting and taking all the bags without having to ship them, because people get nervous, especially let's talk about winter travel as well with skis and whatnot. We want to have our bags with us at all times. And what we've been doing is, when you land, a lot of these guys, and I'm actually doing it today, once they land, they're going right from the tarmac, right from the aircraft down the stairs into the, you know, the Suburban or the extended SUV that's waiting there, and bringing them right to the course. So the features of being able to bring your bag, get on the aircraft, fly to your destination, have an SUV or car waiting to pick you up to bring you right to the club, and bring you back to your hotel, go to dinner, the next day, another course. So we're repeating this, but we're minimizing the travel time. We're minimizing the time in the airports. We're minimizing the time with air traffic. We're minimizing the time in TSA security and whatnot. So we can really shave down this travel time to make it effective to play two or three courses in a weekend, with literally pulling up to the aircraft within, you know, 5 to 10 minutes prior to departure to get to your destination. So it's a lot of factors that come into play, and it's really special. And there's some people that do it as a once a year trip, you know, get all the guys together, your college buddies, your fraternity, your hometown buddies, your golf foursome you always play with all the time, going to Ireland or something like that. But we can make it something special for once in a lifetime, or something more frequent, a couple times a year. And we're happy to set those things up as well.
We also have a great guest experience department that creates kind of unique experiences on the plane when people golf. So they may set up a little putting green that you can actually putt down the aisle to warm up your putter. You know, they'll put all kinds of golf amenities and special surprise and delight stuff on the plane. So it really does customize it and tailor it to both the destination they're going and also to the golf. So it adds that extra touch of service as well.
Yeah, that makes sense. What have you guys seen in terms of golf travel bookings, right? We hear a lot about destinations. There's now resorts that are kind of made in the, well, abandoned would probably be the number one, where it's kind of in the middle of nowhere. And, you know, yeah, we have many of these in Wisconsin. What's the golf travel booking market look like? Is it growing or is it kind of stagnant?
Oh, it's growing. It's growing. These destinations are getting harder to get to, and we are literally landing within, you know, 10, 20 minutes from some of these specific locations, going out to Kohler, going out to Bandon. There are 500 commercial airports. There are 5,000 municipal airports. And a lot of people don't realize, because they are kind of hidden down some side road, and then there's a beautiful airport there with a beautiful FBO, beautiful terminal with facilities that are right next to a lot of these locations. So, sometimes the only way to get there, something like Cabot, would be to fly privately instead of hiking on a 3 to 4 hour journey from the commercial airport. So it's definitely picking up, and the golf world is really highlighting some of these special trips as well. And just want to quickly touch on one that I did a couple of weeks ago over to Ireland. We went to Virginia. We did a pickup here in Massachusetts for one other customer, one of the other flyers. We flew over to Ireland. They played 2, 3, 4 courses. I know one was Old Head. One was, I forgot the other one, but multiple courses throughout the weekend. We changed departure airport on the way home, and a couple of changes depending on weather and where the guys were actually traveling to, and the roads were treacherous on one, so we changed airport. So, you know, we're finding easy ways and making it easier for the guys to get to, and the ladies to get to their destination.
You know, another interesting trend we've seen is a lot of these destination resorts and golf courses are actually reaching out to us to see if we want a partnership, because they get a lot of inquiries from incoming people who incoming foursomes or golf groups that, you know, how do we get there more conveniently? So we're looking at a number of those partnerships. We also look at a number of partnerships with private country clubs that often do their, you know, various trips throughout the year, and they want to send a group of flyers out. So we're definitely seeing the trend kind of on the rise very strongly.
So one of the things that you kind of started my thinking when you mentioned Bandon Dunes, that obviously I haven't been there, but a lot of my friends have, and they're talking, most of them say it's the one of the top five experiences they've ever had in the world of golf, being able to play there, but it's the challenge of getting there. Can you talk a little bit about how working with Magellan could change that whole experience, especially from somebody maybe from the perspective of a golfer coming from Chicago?
Yeah, we're literally landing in North Bend, which is directly right down the street from Bandon Dunes. So Chicago land has so many airports, whether it's Pawaukee, Waukegan, Midway, and then and going up the line into Wisconsin and Gary, Indiana. There are just so many surrounding airports that we can utilize to get within 5, 10, 15 minutes from home. So we'll set a car up to pick you up, bring you right to the aircraft, which is 10 to 15 minutes away from the house. Have a flight attendant, have the crew waiting to greet their guests when they arrive. Have the aircraft branded out with maybe the courses or the destinations that they're going to. Have some Magellan swag on board as well, with some clubs and some balls and some gear and towels, hats and whatnot. And then have the arrival set up, so when they get to Bandon, that the club knows when they arrive. Bandon sends their car or their shuttle to pick the guys up and bring them out to the course. So it's really full service, from ground transportation, catering, what we want to drink on board, right? For a Kentucky Derby trip, some mint juleps on there, right? If we're going to the US Open, having their special drink as well. So we create custom experiences depending on, you know, what the players want. And we like to do an onboarding. We do it for our jet card owners, we do it for our program owners, but we also do it for on-demand charter. And that's what separates us a little bit as well. So what type of drinks do you guys like? Any special food, dietary restrictions, allergies, any music that you want playing when you get on board, things of that. So we can really create something special to separate Magellan and our client experience team versus other players in the space.
That's a lot to take in, because I'm kind of being now kind of lifted up. I feel like my feet are off the ground thinking about that entire experience. But the one thing I did want to kind of go back to, like you said, arriving in North Bend, one of the biggest challenges that everyone I've talked to is the getting from wherever you not North Bend, but the travel time. So can you talk a little bit about how much time you might save if you're coming from, say, Midway to North Bend? What's the time difference there that you would save?
Well, let's talk about just going commercially, right? You're going
hour and a half.
I go when I fly commercial, an hour is kind of my threshold, but a lot of people plan longer than that. And Boston Logan, I'll give them credit that they do a great job with TSA and whatnot, but it takes about an hour and a half to be safe. And TSA will tell you, you want to get there probably two and a half hours early, depending on your type of access or status, TSA, global entry, things like that. So we're talking, let's use 2 hours. 2 hours on the front end, and then you land, get your bags. It's another hour. So we're talking 3 hours of savings of time just on one single flight leg. And we're going to reverse that. Now we're talking 6 hours of time savings just on airport transfers and not even transfers, just getting in and out of the airport. So being able to take off and land at 8 a.m. and have a 9 o'clock tee time is 100% feasible. You know, there's some weather factors and some planning that come into play, which we're going to help determine which time works best for you to get there on time. And like Josh, spend some extra time on the range, right? We will help plan all of that for you. Let's save the time and stop going through TSA and commercial airports when there are, especially in Chicago, 10 private airports within a 30-minute drive from anywhere.
And then there's also the saving of the drive time, which if you're not flying private, is a couple hours as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really remarkable. It kind of feels like a game-changing experience. Again, the next question that I come up with in my mind, what has changed in the recent past that's allowed you to prevent or present this type of an opportunity? Because I guess in my mind that there seem to be a number of different hurdles that Magellan has taken care of, to where now you make it financially feasible, then you're able to have all these extra experiences, the onboarding component you talk about. Is this just Magellan kind of refining the process, or is this something that you've kind of made big leaps in that to allow this to happen now for the mostly for average golfers?
I think one of the things that really separates Magellan is we look at every journey as it being personal. That's our tagline, every journey is personal. So we really do curate based on what our clients want. So based on the number of players they may have, the types of courses they want to play, other things they may want to do, timing, do they want to go out in the day, at night, overnight? So we have the ability to really tailor a trip around, what that specific group wants to do, which is, one of the great benefits of private aviation. So I think just marketing that and talking about that and engaging more people around that. And as Steve said, he'll source the perfect aircraft for that mission and number of people and the bags that are going. And I think as, we've talked about this more and the industry looks at it more, more people are beginning to fly this way.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Let's finish up with two more questions. Number one, let's talk about the future. What do you see as the future for these type of experiences, and how they relate to Magellan? Is it I'm assuming this is a big component of your growth strategy going forward.
Sure. We're actually looking to partner with some great on-the-ground tour operators who are specialized in golf and have access to the best courses around the world that are difficult to play, so that we're able, both to provide the aviation, the transportation, that experience, and then have someone on the ground that can actually, make sure they get the right tee times in some of the hardest and most famous golf courses around the world. So that's kind of the next iteration of being able to really curate from front to back, the ground transportation, the tee times, the hotels, really by people that are specialized in golf.
Yeah, that makes sense. So I guess final question for you then, can you share a story that you've had perhaps yourself or with your clients about a special experience where, they said, I'll never forget this, golf trip that we went on?
I'll let Steve take that
I'm just going to use the most recent one, and I just spoke about it. It was a multi-day, multi-stop Ireland extravaganza for my guys, and it went absolutely flawless with an on-time departure, with everybody getting there on time, with a pickup. We went, so we had, what was it? We had 11 guys out of Virginia flying to Massachusetts, picking up one passenger, right? So now we have three foursomes headed over to Ireland, multiple stops, multiple courses, changing departure airports. Everybody played well. They actually brought some, I forgot what, they had brought some American beer over there. I guess it's difficult to get, I don't know, Budweiser or Miller over in Ireland. So they brought some of that with them. And they came back and they were just ranting and raving about it. And I had done that for them a couple years ago as well. So they wanted to bring it back again. So it's just special experiences once in a lifetime or multiple times throughout the year for other flyers that are a little bit more exclusive or have the means to do so. And pictures, I'm getting a flyover on a helicopter transfer when they were there. And I'm going to get your number after here because I want to send you the video for my guys flying over Dunebag with the video in a helicopter that we set up for them as well to get to the club. And just really special, once in a lifetime, memorable photos of the whole group. It was business and personal travel, and it was just really amazing.